the effect is which button to push to decide. You're not going to push any buttons. You're not going to accidentally push the wrong button because you're not going to push any button.
So I'm not engaging. I'm in charge, but I'm not engaging effect. Is what you just said.
Correct. That's correct.
So what is affect?
And things. Well, the affect is what are we going to do next? Does this apply? How? Is this going to go this far? Okay, I don't want it to go much further. Let's curve this in. Let's bring this up. And you're going to look at what is. Your faith is based on what's seen.
So, affect, not effect is the environmental thing, but affect is my personal choice and relationship to it.
Well, we would say you're biased to rational. You're biased to ration.
Right.
You're biased
right.
toward
so,
ration, to ration, effect, to ration.
Ratio. Yeah, listen. Effect is the nice weather out there today. Affect, with the letter A, is what I decide to do. No, I decide
I
whether I'm going to go to the beach or not and enjoy it or not.
Well, or in our world, in fact, it was a nice effect is it's a nice day out today. The affect is now I'm going to make it rain and change that effect.
Oh, I can change it. I can influence it.
Yeah. And we're not going to let
That's
you do affecting. That because they'll blame you for it. They're going to die, Bob, and we don't want them to say you killed them. You did, but we don't want them to say you are the cause of it. I'm not going
so
to let goddamn Bellagio many more moons tell us how we're wrong for this plight from God, this abomination from God that has come down to judge the little man. No, darling, little man has judged itself. You can run your mouth all day long you want to. Blame God. Just like they said to Job, Bob, why don't you curse God and die? That's what you need to do. That'd be good. So,
who's
they're coming up quickly.
I don't want to interrupt your sentence. They're coming up quickly. What's coming up quickly?
The problems, the issues.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And you don't want to blame me. What's Bellagio referred to? A person?
The mayor of
New York City.
New York City. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the governor is Quisimo.
Right. All this talk we just did the last 5-10 minutes, is this okay to broadcast?
Hell yeah, we wouldn't have it any less way.
But not the part where we're giving you an alibi, Bob. You caused it, but we're not going to have that be seen. I won't broadcast that. That thing I caused.
Yeah, it's not necessary.
Right.
It's not necessary. But or if you want to, we don't care. It made no difference. Save part of it and bust it up as you want to. It's just fine. But the whole point of it is it's not even begun. The rub isn't begun. And everybody's acting like, when's it gonna be over? We're like, as soon as it starts.
So we haven't entered the tribulations yet, as spelled out
Hell no.
in the Book of Revelation.
Hell no. This is all rumors of wars.
I'm
talking about the war. This is a rumor of a war, but nobody's fighting. How do you have a war where nobody's fighting?
Yeah, correct. So, I could play where you're saying I caused it, but because you're not going to have me be fingered, I could play it, but the people will not notice it, or they'll forget it, and I won't be fingered, because you're covering that, or, quote, protecting me on that point.
Best we can.
I don't want to push it.
Best we can. Well, you can a little bit. As long as you get some effect. As long as you get some effect out of it, Bob. If you get some carriage, if they let you ride around in the chariot one more time, okay. But make sure you get to ride in the chariot. You and Judah Ben-Hur.
Yes. So I could change the nice weather to rain, and then that's affecting. And then what is the effect of that? That choice.
The effect is then everyone else will be judged by the weather that you decide.
Yeah, so effect is
they
the
don't,
environment.
Unlike you, they don't have a choice. You do.
Right, so effect is the environment, in McLuhan terms, the medium that massages us, and the affect is the user is the content. The user decides its relationship
Correct.
To it.
Yeah. Effect would be the remote control. Affect would be what you choose to watch.
Right. And most people aren't powerful enough to engage their affect.
They watch whatever's on. They watch whatever's on. What was on TV? Well, that's what I watched. What was on. Because they don't have anything. Carolyn can change that all around. And you don't watch either because you're not going to have it. You're not going to have somebody else tell you what to watch on TV.
Right. But if Carolyn's going to watch it, she's going to influence it, affect it.
Maybe. Sometimes. Sometimes it's just for fun.
Right.
Depends.
Okay. So, but were you saying she does
something different? No hard rule. She has no really hard set rule about it because over her time, she's seen it shift and flip-flop up down. It's like a fish out of the water flapping around. She waits till the damn thing dies, and then she'll take and dissect it and take it apart. She's waiting on some of them motherfuckers to die, and then she's going to take them apart. Balls.
Right. So, yes. The ratio between effect and affect we're discussing, her ratio is different in that dialectic from me.
Yeah,
from
she
me,
has,
it's different.
She has more parameters. You have one, all her own. Is it is or is it ain't? Is it is or aren't it? There's only the black and white. I heard you. I didn't hear you. I understood you. I didn't understand you. Your microphone is bad. Your microphone's good. There is no in between.
Right. So anybody's listening, I'm getting water out of our water thing here, and that's the pumping you're hearing in the background. Right? So what do you call it? Water dispensary?
It's a living well, Bob.
Yeah, living well. Okay.
A well where living water comes from and the water that makes you well. Your living well,
good
Bob.
One. Yeah. So that was like...
See, we said we were good for nothing. You said we were good
you're
for
good
nothing.
Yeah, you're good for nothing. Huh. Basically, you are good for nothing. But, you know, occasionally you contribute something. It's like the room with a view. Yeah. You're the lousy maid who in the end helps a little bit.
Oh, okay. So,
we
got rumor mail news.
Remember? So that's who we were first on.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't rumor mail news, but somebody close to that world. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
The zany mystic.
No. The one with the head gravy.
Iona. Iona Miller. And Iona Miller.
It was my owner. But anyways, you like to say it. I have a question here. Can Hitler ascend in the physical? Why would I ask that? Was he trying to ascend in the physical?
Yes. He was trying to make a perfect race that is the one that has ascended. Yes.
And we can't say, he totally fucked up. He had bad motives, evil guy, anti-Semitic. You don't bring those qualities into it.
He didn't care what they were.
And most people would bring judgments like that in there, and that would screw up their own ascension.
Right.
Right? Okay.
It would.
Alright, so I have an interesting question about Vico, the philosopher, 1700 or so. Maybe 1800. Italian philosopher James Joyce used his work. He did a book called The New Science, and he laid out three kinds of languages. Okay, so the first, he has the age of chaos, the age of men, the age of heroes, and the age of gods. The age of chaos is simple, little man make statements like the sky is blue and that's good enough. That's their myth, where scientists say, no, it's actually oxygen, nitrogen, and whatever they would say. That's a simple level. In the age of men, it's not just in the age of chaos, the first level, myth is a false statement. Then it becomes an age of men, an imaginative narrative, and they cite as an example the poetry of Keats. Then you get the age of heroes, where myth answers questions like, what are we, where do we come from? Here, myth is a macro history giving humanity an answer to the basic riddle of the meaning of existence. in the final level, the Age of Gods, myth is at the level of understanding of the Age of Heroes. You understand, when you're a god, that the hero, general big answers to big questions is symbolic or figurative. But the world is still divided.
Bigger. Don't say figurative, say bigger ground.
Right.
Until it lands to something, it wouldn't figure.
Right. So he goes on about this level.
Can't justify it.
Right. So the Age of God is level 4, is the unitive state of the great mystics. It is a state of being analogous to music, in which myth is not simply a description but a performance of the very reality it seeks to describe. Here history becomes the performance of myth. For the experience of recalling enlightens the individual to see that myth is the history of the soul. The ego is locked into a narrow time frame, Plato's cave, and so experiences from the other dimensions of the soul, are recast in the forms and imagery of the ordinary world. But in the experience of illumination, the ego realizes that the narratives that seem to be saying one thing are saying much more. Now, he goes on with examples, and we understand he's not using the word soul the way we do. He's actually talking about the essence. But
right,
we're going to get, I'm getting to the language. So it says, in these parables and koans of spiritual enlightenment, there are certain root structures or archetypes of order that derive from principles of cosmic order. These principles are not so much symbols of being as they are crystalline seeds or programs for the unfolding of being. At this level, we have moved beyond the symbolic or figurative level. That was the Age of Heroes, or you call it figure ground. We've moved beyond the symbolic or figurative level of consciousness to the hieroglyphic. The hieroglyphs are really the nonverbal forms of the languages of gods or angels. Angels defined as the celestial intelligences of the Iranian Sufi tradition.
But they're verbal. Hieroglyphs are verbal.
Okay. For the bottom levels of angelic intelligence overlap with the highest levels of the human. Thus, an initiate like Plato can think in the hieroglyphic language of archetypes when he is in an exalted state of consciousness. These hieroglyphic forms and figures of geometry correspond to Plato's world of forms. So then, ending up, so most mystical schools of education, Kabbalah, Sufi, Yoga, Zen, or Christian theosophy, seek to help the individual move beyond dream or symbolism through meditation. For in meditation, the individual can move out of ordinary mind to think in the hieroglyphic modes of gods and angels. Now, my point is, saying all that, is the chart we have on the wall with those 13 levels, 19 symbols and things, that is not covered by the 4 levels here. Or is it the language of the Age of Gods?
It's not the language of some. It's not them.
Not hieroglyphic language of archetypes.
Nope. That's right.
It is deeper than the physics formulas of an Einstein.
Yes, certainly.
Is that the world of lines and spaces?
Potentially. Depends on if you understand the frequency values. If you get the frequency values, then yes.
Excellent. So I suspected it was beyond what we're dealing, and this is the real mystery landscape that Zion's revealing, way beyond any culture artifacts that humans have developed so far in recorded history.
So far.
Yeah.
Now that's going to change. As you know, it's going to change, but so far, so good.
We're going to find cultures who did have charts like mine, and use them appropriately.
Yeah, if you can understand social perception.
Yeah, does that involve a social order? Social perception?
It may, if you can read it. See, there's the rub. Now you have idiots that are engaging that can't read, Bob. So how do they fit into your system? How does the illiterate ascend, right? How does the illiterate ascend? Well, maybe they do it by rote. Maybe, but we don't know. We'll think.
That's what we'll be teaching in the new university. Bob
and signals for the blind.
Right. Good point. In other words, we're preparing education for these people who can't read. A quote education, a demonstration.
Yeah, I mean, like people who spend a year trying to read one chapter of McLuhan.
Yeah, they we'll provide a new course curriculum so they don't have to do that. What you're saying?
We'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Okay. So, now I know that any markings like on the wall are the crumbs that a parallel worlder has experienced. And if you're doing parallel worlding, you don't need any languages. Correct?
You need all that. You need all languages, you see, because you never know what they're going to speak that you're navigating.
Okay, so you have a familiarity. That would be the function of the mind as a kind of memory, right? That would be
likely. Yes.
Yeah. Unless you call that into knowing.
That's the disservice of the information age. You made it, but you didn't know you made it. I won, but I didn't know there was a battle. See, that's the disservice of it.
Well, it's disservice. The mind was useless, but you created a world where it's useful.
You made use of the uselessness of the mind. Yes. Okay.
Okay. And that's a good description of ascension. Making use of the uselessness of the mind. Okay. Note that, Suzanne and Alyssa, and all the bright students in my class.
They're gonna say, fix your mic. You gotta fix your own mic. Great fun.
My new answer, Kel. Fix your own mic.
Right. Fix your own, Mike. Happy days.
All right. So, what, are you suggesting we end? Can you say happy days?
No, we're with you if you're done.
Yeah. No. Did you feel that we were done? Is that why you
think it? Don't book it yet. Wait a little bit. You get a better price because they're hurting. They're hurting for certain.
And it's not going to get better for them.
No, because they put too many seats and was cramping people's style. And they pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed, and they said, fuck you. I'll shut this plane down. You don't say nothing. You sit down and you be glad you got a place to ride. You don't get a nice seat. You don't get good food. You get stale peanuts. That's what you get. We're not serving you, sir. We're not going to have any more room, sir. You didn't buy two seats, you morbidly obese bitch.
And because the plane did that, because the plane company did that, they're getting their comeuppance.
You better know it. Now they're judged. Okay. Now they're like, now you got plenty of room now. You put some more seats. Put four or five more rows in there. That's what you need to do. Tighten it up. Get that profit margins up. Yeah, pump it. Put a few more in it. Stack them. Stack. Make them stand up. Make a standing section. That'll make get more people in. That'd be good.
That's not karma.
No, not karma.
Just not karma.
That's just desserts.
Okay. Okay, I think that's it. Any issues that are upset out there in the Outer Kingdom media sphere are not necessarily applying to me because I'm in a different space.
When you start pronouncing things, you think about it before you pronounce it for the next few minutes, next little bits. Showtime, when you start pronouncing, I got something to announce to you. Before you do that, stop and think about it first. Make sure it's what you want to say.
Right. Now, the airplane business doesn't come back, but the stock market's going back up 30,000.
Well, almost up to, it's right at 2,000, 20,000. It was almost 30,000, so it went up 200 points, Bob. It went down 10,000, and it went up 200. So, yeah, it's all good because you've given them $1.5 trillion. You're giving everybody, every man, woman, and child that don't make $100,000 a year, $1,000 per person in a family, up to $3,000 or $4,000 twice. So everybody's all excited about that. They're getting money for nothing and the chicks for free. So, Karen, I guess it is going to be a socialist world after all. Who in the fuck's going to vote for Bernie Sanders when the Republicans give away money for free? You ain't got to do shit. Just show up.
Is that what they're doing? Is Trump and them becoming socialist?
No, they're just giving money away free because nobody calls this.
They're usurping Biden and Sanders. They know that politically.
Yeah. And you don't even hear shit. You try to find them saying something. Ain't nobody saying. They ain't saying nothing. They ain't nothing to say. Here he has. School is out. School, Bernie Sanders. School's gonna be free. Well, Trump closed school. Ain't no school to pay for. He can pay for the kids' school. Maybe they can pay for the school that nobody's going to. Then they'll be good. Maybe that's the ticket. Okay, so now we're gonna pay for medical for everybody. Okay, Trump says if you got corona, we're gonna take care of it. No problem. No deductible, no tit, no tat, no this, no that. You're good. Well, that takes care of that. Now we don't have to refund anything. It's all taken care of. There's nothing done. Now you're going to have telephone doctor by phone. Tech buddy's going to doctor you. Well, that's even better. They can't mess you up. Now you don't even go to the doctor. We'll doctor you over the telephone. We'll prod. We're going to show you how to do your own surgery. We'll give you a little tin blade and let you whack your own ass off. It'll be good, Bob. We can fix that ass cancer. We'll give you your own knife, and you can do it yourself. It'll be great. We'll even mail you some viscous lidocaine and some morphine sulfate, and have a big day. You'll be all right. It won't hurt in just a minute. Fix that. Then you're going to roll back along and get yourself all fixed up, and then he says, we need some monies. We need some money. Here's you some monies, Bob. Thank you, Bob. Praise Bob, from whom all checks flow. He gives us money, don't you know? You'll not go hungry, that's for sure. Praise Bob always, as you know you should. Yeah, got to sing the doxology for Bob. Praise Bob, because he's giving. Now you're giving away money for free. And then they got all fussed, and they're going to say something. He says, you're going to say, why don't you have money to Revelation? I gave you cash. I gave you thousands of dollars and you can't buy. I ain't giving you shit then. I already gave you all this. You didn't do nothing with it, so good for you.
Did you say dark solary? Something like that?
No, of the doxology? Or you gave them money.
Doxology, what's that? Doxology.
The doxology is a song.
Oh, doxology.
Yes.
Okay.
Doxology.
All
right, Gestalt.
So you just been ranting about, so the Democrats, have not been able to complain much other than that Trump was too late. But
it doesn't matter. He's right on time because they ain't dead yet. If they was dead, it'd be too late, but they're not.
Right.
Now they're all upset because 20% of the mental health people have gotten worse. And 29 of the people that were emotionally unbound are now they're falling for it. So the sick people are now crazy. They're falling over themselves. They're card carrying crazy. They become manic. Mania. Mania gets to take over after a little while.
And they're blaming Trump for that.
The really insane ones aren't. They don't know who Trump is.
No, the Democrats. What are they blaming Trump now for?
Who?
What did he do wrong?
They're
now?
Not even talking. Nobody's listening to
right.
them.
Right. I said that. I said, yeah, I know. I said that to Carolyn. I haven't heard from Pelosi for a week. She actually,
right.
She knows to shut up. Does she know to shut up?
Well, Mr. You're the governor of California. There's everything we asked for. Trump gave us and a little bit more. Then Geronimo, whatever it is in New York City, the mayor, governor. He said, Trump sent us ships. He sent us airplanes. He sent us beds. He sent us hospitals. Everything we asked for, he gave us and a whole little extra. And we just asked him, and he got on the phone and said, yeah, you can have everything right here, right now. Want to thank President Trump for responding this way. Want to thank President Trump for meeting our every need. We want to thank President Trump for making all our dreams come fucking true, because we ain't going to pay for shit. So we're going to put Chris Christie in charge of it, and we'll show you how to not pay for something. If you want to know how to not pay for something, get Chris Christie in charge of it. And then we're going to turn right around, and everything's just wonderful, and then Nucky Thompson's going to come run the boardwalk, Bob. It's going to be great.
Bring back Nucky, yeah. Okay, so I think that's it. There might be a couple of lingering points, but we'll get back to them in the next episode. Okay.
Yes, the next episode. Hold on. Stay tuned. News at 11.
That's the first time our session's been called episodes. Okay, thank you very much. And fine performance by Ion.
You're welcome. You're welcome very much. If you get at least one soundbite out of the garble, huh?
Yeah. Okay, good night.
Okay, good night.
Good night.
Well, let's unmute everybody.
All participants are now unmuted.
Rashi saying it was an intensive week. Oh, there's a buzz. We'll find out where the buzz is from. That one. A very intense week in Berlin. Did you hear Ion say Germany's next after Italy? Brox? Are you there, Rox? Rox!
Hello.
Yes. Did you hear Ion say that Germany is next after Italy?
Yes, but everybody's wondering how come the situation here has been so mild until now.
Mild.
Yeah, mild.
So they think it's mild until now. They don't see an intensity coming.
Well, the number of sick people are more than in Spain, but less dead people.
Mm. That's a good phrase, dead people.
Well, blunt.
So have you spent most of your time indoors?
Yes. I mean, on the weekends I was always here listening to Ion. So for me there is not a big change. But for a lot of people, especially now that it's spring, it's a big shock. And yes, I can see people losing it. Like if sometimes I see people shouting at each other. like people are getting nervous and they start a fight for...
On the street or in their apartments?
On the streets. Mm-hmm. Here where I live, there is like a plaza and a cafe.
Yeah.
Until now, they have been allowed to open, I think, only like from 9 until 3. But people have to have like a distance between each other, like almost 2 meters.
Yeah.
And nobody was taking serious... the thing with the virus, like everybody took it like holidays started before, and the weather is nice, and everybody was very happy. And it's very weird because usually people are all at home with their computers and cell phones and whatever, take body activities, and now they say don't go out, and everybody goes out. And it's, well, like we had been following the Pergamon Church for a long time.
Yeah, Pergamon. Deutsch.
And in November 2016, we had this announcement that every German household had to have groceries for 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody was like, what the fuck? And the thing was like, Deutsche Bank was bankrupt.
That's what we say too, what the fuck.
Yes. So nobody really knows. They still think Germany has economic power and that somehow there is this social money for social issues, like now that everybody is not going to be able to work, and a lot of people with children cannot go to work.
Yeah.
And all artists, because all museums, all cultural activities have been canceled, they cannot work. So there is like an avalanche coming of bankruptcy.
Yeah.
And
is Merkel
like
saying...
people don't want to...
Is Merkel saying they're going to give money out, like Trump is saying?
Yes, but... that's what they say, but the one thing is, like, okay, if things were already in a crisis Like, okay, they're going to print a lot of money, or like everybody's encouraged just to use their contact cards, credit cards.
Yeah.
No more fiat money.
Yeah.
Because, of course, I suppose there is not enough. And you're not supposed to be in groups of more than 10 people. And if you go out,
Jesus,
you have to go out.
Jesus rocks, are you in New York? Are you in New York City?
Same situation.
I mean, looking back, like, I mean, also in another dimension,
you should,
but...
Your ass should be in Luckenbach, Texas. That's where it should be, but yeah. But anyway.
Yes, but we know there are portals and things, so I haven't lost hope. I don't believe in that. I mean,
I've been listening to it for 11 years. It doesn't believe in you either, so it's okay.
Death doesn't believe.
Well, whatever happens is like a... part of the right. We're in a, like in a Black Mirror show, but for real.
You mean the TV series,
Leopold.
Black Mirror?
Leopold.
Yes, because in other countries they already live like under a dictatorship. Like you cannot go out, you have to have permits to do anything, and here it's still sort of very relaxed. But I suppose tomorrow there are going to be new measures.
Oh, yeah?
And Angela Merkel said it's the worst.
Yes, there are.
The worst challenge is since Second World War.
Right. Well, I'm a formidable enemy.
The World
I'm
War,
a formidable enemy.
Yes, you can't. The World War,
I've
you
had
could
enough.
Hear the planes are coming. You could hear the bombs are falling. You could feel it shaking the earth. This you can't see, feel, or hear. And yet it still decimates it all.
But on the one side, it's like the environment was already obsolete. People were talking about this since the 2008 Wall Street fall. So I'm amazed that it took this long until that this finally is happening.
Why?
Right?
You should be ready.
The coronation.
Yeah, but see, you drug them all through the castles. You gave them everything they could get. You wore it out. So good.
But, you know, when you were saying... You were talking about the living water with Derek?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about the...
He's a foreigner. He's
Templars.
A foreigner, you know. He's a foreigner, you know.
He's Belgium.
Oh, God.
He's Leopold.
They were in America.
He's a Leopold man.
Yeah.
Before the official discovery of America, the Templars were already there. There are things in archives. And they were looking for El Dorado and living water.
Yes.
And, you know, and they were really looking, and they
That was from Spain, and back in Spain, there was Carolyn in a painting, Derek said, around that time, that Columbus was looking for it in Florida. It was back in Spain, or wherever that painting
was. Columbus. It wasn't
You mean
Columbus.
The Lucas Grana?
Jesus God, the Fountain of Youth was not from Columbus, Bob. Come on.
I didn't say it was from Columbus. See, Columbus and those guys were out there looking for it.
Yes, I mean, they were really looking. They were really looking. So
well, they knew that America was the original continent.
Made, but
they didn't
they
discover America. America had people first, and they discovered everybody else. You know, of course.
Yes, the thing is, like, you can see they knew, like the Vatican knew.
Vatican knew a lot. They got Carolyn's picture on the ceiling.
And well, now we are here.
Here we are at the end of the restaurant.
So what about this obsolete environment.
What's the obsolete environment? You mean everything? Android mean back is the obsolete environment? That's what you're referring to?
Well, in a way, everything is obsolete.
Obsolete means hyper-prevalent.
Ponce de Leon is not obsolete. John Cabot is not obsolete.
Thomas Jefferson's not obsolete.
Ferdinand Magellan, you slept with him, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yes, and just like you have talked about the real interpretation of the Bible, last week I heard Bob said that the real meaning of the constitutions, like we are gods, like they really mean that.
You're talking about Vasco da Gama. Yeah. That's pretty good.
Right. Vasco da Gama. Another great sailor. He rode for Micmac.
Yes, so the original constitution was actually really talking about the things you're talking about.
Yeah, that's Ion, and the I First suppose, Amendment, freedom of speech. That means freedom to be a god and say your power.
That's Rene Robert Cavalier.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we can't forget. We can't forget him. Yes. And Mr. Lafayette, the young man.
Yeah, well, whatever you say. Your pole's getting very long, isn't it?
Did Ophanel go on any of these boats?
Yeah, with Prince Henry.
Send them.
He's with the Vikings.
What is the understanding of Trump about the Bible and the founding of America?
Whatever Bob told him. He just sucks up Bob and does whatever. He's a minor bird and he doesn't know. He says, we'll have to see how it comes out. We'll have to see. Then Bob tells him how it's going to come out. And then he says, I have a real good feeling it's going to work out. I have a real good feeling we're going to have the money check. I'm going to go back to my office. I'm not going to fuck Congress. I'm not going to Congress. I'm going to go back to my office. And I'll come. I'm coming back tomorrow. He's coming back at 12 o'clock today to tell you how many monies you're going to get. God bless America.
I mean, you warned about this moment that everybody was going to exit.
Yeah. That's why we're being so what are we being, Bob? We're being so bawdy.
Reticent.
We're being so reticent. Now it's aggressive. Well, we're happy for you. If you got it, good. If you ain't got it, good. It really won't make any difference. It's all good. You've had years and years and years to get your shit right. And if you ain't got your shit right now, well, I understand. It happened.
The longest course in history, 22,000 hours.
to say one thing, turn or burn. Okay.
Meanwhile, Suzanne is asking us to help her get her mother a better room or something. Come on, Suzanne. Think like a goddess.
Normally you're screaming at Bob to get a room. Normally you're screaming at Bob to get a room when he's out fucking in the yard, but now you want to get somebody else a room. That's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice. He does.
No, but like you said, if we don't take a power... like somehow go out through a portal or activate whatever we have to activate.
We appreciate it. We want to thank all the little people for giving up their power for a good cause. We're going to use it well. We're going to take care of it. Don't you worry about a thing. It's going to be beautiful. Just ease right on into it. It'll be fine. If you got a little more, send a little more. We accept all gifts of power. Power, yeah. Send it on down. We'll
but,
take it. Y'all don't know. If y'all don't know what to do with it, we do. We'll show you. You can see.
Like in the Bible, they say the angels are the ones sent every time to create this havoc.
To destroy.
So who is the
every nasty thing that's done, and an angel of the Lord came down and blew it up, and that's what they did. Yeah. So now what's your question?
Yes, so who is in doing this now with the epidemics? Which angel can we somehow
talk
to them and tell them, hey?
Carolyn did it. No, you need to talk to Carolyn Dean. Fuck that shit. You need to talk to Dr. Dean. Yeah. That's who you better be talking if you want that. See, you got to know the keys and airs. People are going, I don't need to know nothing. And Carolyn says, you're absolutely right. You don't need to know a thing. You don't need to learn the gears. You don't need the keys. You don't need to control the angels. Nah, you're right. You don't need to be bothered. That's very, very, that's very based, comely life, having to deal with angel power. It's ridiculous. Just go lay down and get you a nice snack. Get you nice little something to eat. You'll be just fine. Get you some corn liquor. Sip on a little corn liquor and get some food. Some nice, maybe they got some sugar snacks or something enjoyable. Put some sugar in your body. It'll be good. Oh, and then they get some antibiotics. They're going to have antibiotic sugar snacks, Bob. It's going to be great. It's going to be sugar puffs, puffs covered with sugar, rolled in antibiotics. Because China ain't making them no more.